Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Yes. Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Oh, my sweet fellow Mr. Nicky.
I don't like it when you reach across and start touching the buttons here.
It's the last time you are on Fully Charged, so...
Well, no, sorry, until Graham takes another holiday.
I have to pay homage to you, so please stop the music. I have a little beat here. A little boy Nick is going away. I hope he is okay, because the thing about him is he likes to swim and I've enjoyed him.
Well, welcome to the radio show. You had me on. I know it hasn't been an easy flow, but we got there in the end, and I want to say that you are my friend.
I'll never forget the day you came in with your cold brew. Hey, hey, I choose you, because the thing about you is you bring the smile in the morning time.
I've had so much fun on the radio. I'll come again next time Graham does go. This is a beat for all the people saying bye. Callum, I want to tag you in. Hi.
I was not ready for this verse. I'm gonna go now. Here's a hearse.
Oh, he implied that he died. Callum.
That was a great line. Yo, Mr. Nick K, I'll never forget the day you came in with your head high, mustache high. Yo, we were flying together. We were two birds on a tree.
Because I forgot to have a shave. I'm going to go now. I got to get rid of this mo now. The flow now is for the show how. Something else that rhymes with mo blow.
Truth and news, I chose you at the beginning of the day, at the last day. I knew, brother, we were two cowboys in the sun with the showbiz shootout. I touched your hand, it was clammy, but we had a new story. Thing about you is you bring the energy, you bring the flow, you bring loyalty. I'll never forget you.
What? Who's this?
What's your name?
Hey, brother, it's me again, the Choose the News guy and your old friend. What you talking about? Yeah. You don't know this. We're two cowboys in the desert holding hands.
Producer Callum had a mouse in his house, a mouse in the house that you thought was his girlfriend on an oven, Nick K. I remember it. I remember it like it was just yesterday, because it was yesterday. And the thing about memories is they start in your brain. Things can be insane, but with you, I've had a great time. So thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you for the flow. This whole show opener has been a rap about me going away. I've run out of things to say. We tell people what's on the show today.
Show today, show today, show tomorrow.
One more verse. Let's bring in producer Callum.
Yeah, get ready. Here we go, producer Callum.
Hi.
Oh, this has been good.
That was actually emotional.
This is really unscripted.
You are fantastic at rapping.
You really are. You know how to rhyme.
Based on
Nathan.
What we've just heard.
You're excellent.
I would say that was shocking.
You would have won the rap battle.
Really?
I think you were great.
Jeez. Well, thanks, guys.
You were very good with your verse and hearse line.
I like that in that instrumental, it just kept going, V6Beats.com.
It sounded epic, didn't it?
Did you just play that from YouTube?
Yes.
Great, really good.
I did. Hey, fun show today.
Thanks for having me,
guys. Spoke about my roommate Sean being quite a villain.
I actually rang Sean on the show and tried to defend him, but turns out...
Don't give it away.
There's a huge plot twist. You need to hear it.
If you're a big fan of Dermot Kennedy, you're going to love the show, because we actually sat down and chatted with him yesterday.
If you're a big fan of the Boil Water Notice, you'll enjoy today's show.
Yeah, there must be something in the water. Guys, I'm absolutely busting for a wee-wee,
so am I.
Let's go.
Let's all wee together.
Callum, thank you for buying me a cold brew. Jesus, if you... there's a full story in the podcast.
Hey, remember...
As well.
Yeah.
Graham back tomorrow. Thank you for having me. I'll see you next time he's on holidays.
Hey, high five me, brother.
No, you clammy bitch.
Man! See you later. Horrible thing.
A mic drop.
I would like to welcome Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
7 a.m. This is
103.8.
Let's go.
All right, we're on the air. 3 minutes after 7. What's going on? Nick K sitting in for Graham. One last day.
I see you've unintentionally done Movember.
Yeah, I forgot to shave. I reckon I'm going to launch this thing, will I?
Do you know what Nick's going to do?
Will I sign up?
He's going to walk around the office looking for money. And it's not going to go to charity.
I'm going
to
tell people I'm doing Movember, but I'm really just looking for lunch. Man, you coming down with the flu?
I'm not. I just am a little bit stuffy since the last hour. I don't know what it is. I think the pollen count is very high in the studio.
Andrew was reading the news and I looked over at you and you had this big blue rag and you were like blowing your
okay,
nose.
Hang on, mate. It's a blue roll, okay?
Stay back. I don't want to catch anything.
I mean, it seemed like I bring a rag around with me.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Oh, my roommate Sean, he is a villain. He is a treacherous man. He is a disgusting individual.
Sean has a defamation case on his hands if you keep going.
Let me tell you what happened. There I was, yesterday afternoon, my derriere was perched on my living room couch, when out of nowhere, the door just slams open. It's Sean. He's carrying something that is 50 inches long with a big smile on his face, and I'm thinking...
Wow.
I'm thinking, what is this? He had purchased a brand new television for the apartment.
So that's great news. He's not a villain.
He went, there you go, buddy. I spent it, all of my own money, on this TV for you. And he plonked it onto the glass table that we have, and he threw my TV to the side like a fart in the wind.
Well, I don't understand. What's the problem here?
The problem
you're
is...
As a housemate, you're benefiting here. You're getting a 50-inch telly. You don't have to spend a cent.
Initially, Nick, I thought, this is a great idea. Wow, what a nice man. But then I started thinking a little bit more. I said to him, oh, do you want me to pay some of the money towards that TV? He went, not at all, buddy. It's all my money. It's all paid for. You enjoy it. And then I'm thinking, hang on. Sean isn't that nice. This isn't a kind gesture at all. This is him.
So far, I'm seeing no
exerting
evidence.
Exerting his dominance. Because then... For the rest of the evening, he was watching the TV. I felt like I couldn't say, hey, can I watch what I want to watch?
Do you think he's now going to kind of use it over your head? As in like...
Of course!
Sure, Nathan, do you mind making me a sandwich or something? You'll be like, nah, man, get it yourself. You'll be like, but TV.
I know. If we have any sort of argument, he's going to say, well, I bought a TV. I don't see you buying anything here.
So that was his choice, though. You can very much say that. You can just be like, listen, that was your choice. I had no say in the matter. Like, I think Sean's a great guy.
No, he seems very arrogant now since this TV. I don't think it's a kind gesture.
Do we need to test the waters?
I want
to
throw
someone needs to test the waters anyway. 087-711-1038. Get in touch with us.
Please, you listening right now, Sean, you've heard this tragic tale. Is he doing a kind gesture or is he exerting his dominance?
Can I just tell you, I don't think Sean's done anything. I think Sean's gone out and bought himself a brand new TV and he's excited about it.
I don't think it has anything to do with dictatorship now, Nick.
I don't think that you. I think you're making this all about you and it isn't about you.
No, because he was hugging the TV last night.
Kind gesture. Or is he trying to rule the house with an iron fist? We've thrown it out to the people. Sophie's got in contact. She's offering some advice here.
I think you should test the waters and see if he's watching something and he doesn't have the remote, then you just change it and see like his reaction. If he's like, my TV, I want to watch what I want. And you say, oh, I thought you said it was our TV. And I also want to watch what I want to watch.
Yeah, but Sophie, if someone's watching something, you can't just change the channel regardless whether it's their TV or not.
I'd like to do it at a really crucial time. Like the Sixth Sense when you just find out Bruce Willis. Oh, I shouldn't give a spoiler.
Here, you don't know this. I've actually got Sean's number in the system here. I'm going to dial him up, right?
Don't.
See, the thing about debates is any fair debate, you need both sides of the argument. I feel like we've heard you, and I've tried to defend Sean, but will we give him a call?
I don't really want to.
Be quiet over there. Don't say anything, okay?
Hello?
Big Sean, Nick Kay here from Spin Man. How's it going?
Hey, Nick.
Listen, man, Nathan's come on the show. I don't know if you've heard. He's painted you out to be a giant villain. I've very much stood in your corner and said, look, Sean just wanted to go out and treat himself to a nice TV, and Nathan just happens to be able to benefit by living in the same house. But Nathan's under the assumption that you're going to use this as a sign of dominance, as a sign of power, and that you're trying to assert your authority over him. What do you have to say for yourself?
Damn right I'm going to use it to assert my dominance over him.
Oh, what?
I told you, Nick.
What a plot twist.
He's a nasty man. He was urinating in the corner last night, exerting his dominance.
Sure.
Wait, let me finish.
I didn't think this was actually happening.
Let me finish. All weekend, I went into the sitting room at a number of times to watch different shows, to watch something on Netflix, to watch something on TV. Nathan was sitting there with his brother all day on Saturday watching football and rugby and all this stuff. I didn't even get an invite to watch any of that kind of stuff with him. And then all day on Sunday, our other housemate, Ricky, he was watching TV all day. So I decided the only way I'm ever going to get to watch TV in the sitting room again on the couch is to buy my own TV and put it there. And then they'll off for a few days, kind of be polite and let me watch what I want.
I told you, I saw through the kind gesture. He's a monster.
Could you not just talk to the boys and say, guys, can I schedule in some TV time? Like, you didn't have to go out and spend however many hundreds of euro you did to bring in a new TV.
I did, Nick. I'm a very vindictive person.
Fair enough.
An insight into our living situation.
I'll be honest, I tried to stand up for you on the air, but you truly are quite the monster.
Look, you got to do what you got to do in life to get on top.
Oh, look.
I see.
Be gone, cruel villain.
I see Sean as a winner, I'm going to be honest. He doesn't take...
I'm the winner here. Last night, I was sitting on the couch watching a big spike in their 50th TV. I think it wasn't bad by himself.
Yeah, I'd say he was crying under the covers. Sean, thanks for coming on, man.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. I need introduction.
Follow my simple instruction. All right, we're on Jax Jones. That is Instruction. This is Spin 103.8. 7:26. You got Fully Charged.
I'm trying to guide you right now.
Sorry, let's start again. Go on.
Okay, can you just say what you say?
You want me to go again?
Let's just try and do it again.
Oh, Jesus. All right, here we go. Follow my simple instructions. You're on Spin 103.8. It's Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. 7:26. Good morning.
I'm trying to guide you right now. Gotta get it wrong. 7:45. The game where all you have to do is get questions wrong in a minute. Yesterday, Big Anto came on and he scored 14.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
For the last time, we're doing this with each other, partner.
I asked you if you're excited about Graham.
Yeah, my name's not Nathan. I'm a cowboy, but I can't wait to see my buddy Graham again.
Hey, partner, how are you getting on? Sorry, that was a combination of Batman and a cowboy.
The showbiz shootout.
Hey, boy. This is the last time I'm going to be around this part of town.
Two Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand. They're dressed in cheap leather and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end...
You going to miss me?
They decide which one is better. Nick, you begin.
Let go of my hand, I read my story. All right, let's begin. I'm a celeb, get me out of here. You like the show? You're a fan?
Yeah, it's terrible.
No, I actually really
like it. Oh, sorry, I thought you meant the X-Factor. I love I'm a Celebrity. It's fantastic.
Okay, so the I'm a Celeb rumoured lineup has come out.
Oh, lovely.
This is a bit of juicy goss for you, okay? Obviously, I'm from Australia. Every year when the show starts, I never know who the celebs are. I have no idea. But although I watch it, love it, and by the end, I love them all, right? So I'm going to give you some celebs. And you can obviously tell me who they are, where they're from, that sort of thing. And if you're excited about them going in, okay? Now, some of them I do know. The first one I do know, Piers Morgan's rumoured to be going in.
Oh, wow, he'd be massive.
Yeah. A couple of Love Island stars, Danny Dyer, Maura Higgins, and Amy Hart. How do you feel about that?
Ah, it'd be great to have Maura Higgins in there.
Yeah, okay. We're going to go for Corrie stars next. Andrew Wymant?
No.
Okay, Lucy Fallon? Maybe
Norris from Coronation Street?
I probably should have got character names. Strictly Come Dancing, Jamie Lang. What do we think of that?
Oh, yeah, I love Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea.
Okay. Gemma Collins from TOWIE. Nadine Coyle's rumoured to be going in from Girls Aloud.
Flair.
the Raxu singer from X Factor, Miles Stevenson. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Okay. Duncan Jones. And the big one, the big American. They always have an American person in there.
Give it to me.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, wow. That would be massive.
Can you imagine the money?
Very happy to see Caitlyn in there.
So that's me. That's the rumoured lineup. Don't kill me if it's wrong.
Thank you very much, Nick. My headline, Simon Cowell is facing the biggest challenge of his TV career with the prospect of The X Factor running out of hit singers and viewers. Yes, the Celebrity X Factor is the worst show that's ever been on the television.
It's gone to poop like our water.
While he was also going to do a show called X Factor All Stars, but he has axed that because he couldn't get enough stars to do it. Leona Lewis says, I'm not going to do it, but Mary from Tesco's is gutted that it's not happening.
Do you know what, right? These artists, they obviously have seen the ratings. Producer Callum told me an interesting fact yesterday. The Chase repeat, which plays before the X Factor, apparently got more viewers than the live X Factor.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
But Simon Cowell is going to release a new X Factor sort of boy band show where they're looking for the next big boy band. But Little Mix, they're going head to head with Simon Cowell because they're going to be doing a talent show called The Search, where they put a band together and whoever wins,
they're going to destroy Simon in the ratings,
goes on tour with them. So look, Simon Cowell, if you're listening, just retire from show business and maybe
Britain's Got Talent's still doing okay.
That is doing okay, is
it? Yeah, that's doing all right. Who's got the win today? We're going to give it to me for the last day. Partner, I think you need to give me the win, boy. What do you think?
I'm going to miss his accent.
Sheriff?
Any news with X Factor has got to win.
Yes! Suck on those lemons.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You got to get it wrong.
You got to get it wrong?
You got to get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Just get questions wrong in a minute. That's all you have to do and gotta get it wrong. Leah, guten morgen.
Good morning.
How are you getting on?
Good, how are you?
Nathan here from Spin 1038.
I think she copped that, Leah, just by the laugh in her voice when you said, how are you getting on? Like Kermit the Frog.
Leah, what's the plan today?
On the way to work.
Lovely. What line of work are we in?
A dental nurse.
Oh, Nick's tooth is a little bit jagged, his left front one.
Bottom middle.
What happened, Nick?
I have a feeling that this is true, too many soothers as a kid. Apparently it screws with your teeth. Now, I'm very conscious of that with Noah, my little boy. I'm trying to, like, as his teeth comes through, get rid of the soothers.
What do you think, Leah?
That's a good idea.
But as a dental nurse, is that an actual thing or am I just crazy?
Yeah, definitely, just to try and avoid pushing teeth forward and stuff.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with buck teeth, Nick.
Well, you're the one that pointed it out.
Goodness gracious. Leah, have you played Gotta Get It Wrong before?
No.
Do you know how it works, Leah?
Yes.
All right, let's give you the rules anyway for everyone else who's listening. 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to try and get through as many questions as we can in that time, to which you must get all of the answers incorrect. The answers have to be in relation to the question and no repetition. And also, you need to come in fairly swiftly or I am going to buzz you on out of there. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, count me down for three when you're ready and we'll get stuck in.
3, 2, 1.
Who is the president of France?
Donald Trump.
What does a zookeeper look after?
Trains.
What do you shave a beard with?
Scissors.
What is a Kinder Bueno a type of?
Pancake.
What is Skittles a type of?
Chocolate.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Tomatoes.
What's in a BLT sandwich?
Onions.
What's 87 minus 5?
105.
14 plus 28 is 31. True or false?
False.
What noise does a rhino make?
Moo.
How do you spell moose?
T-R-Y.
What rhymes with goose?
Fred.
What is a banana a type of?
Vegetable.
Name a Denzel Washington film.
Love Actually.
What is Will Smith's job?
Farmer.
Oh,
don't look at me like that.
What's going on over there?
Callum, don't you moan over that. I can hear you moaning.
Where's Nick?
Guys.
Nick, why are you doing this? Why are you trying to ruin the game?
Someone text and say I was in my right there.
You kept pressing the buzzer.
Now, in fairness, there was one that I hit and it didn't play until after she answered.
It's absolutely mortifying.
Listen.
Leah, I'd like to apologise. I'm sorry
no
for
problem.
Nick.
Don't worry. But if you feel it was wrongfully buzzed, don't worry too much because Callum is quite fair. Even if I've buzzed you, he might mark you correct because he disagrees with me too.
Leah,
everyone bloody disagrees with me.
Stop. Nick, please. With your buck teeth and all, don't behave like that. Leah, you came on this morning very friendly. A generous player. You reminded me of someone.
yourself.
You reminded me of Robert De Niro out of the film Bad Grandpa. Oh,
yeah. Were you dreading this moment, Leah? Were you like, who's he going to say?
And Leah, you got 12. I'm sorry,
good
Leah.
Good effort. It's won in other weeks, but unfortunately not this week. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You're the best, Leah. See ya.
Bye-bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Graham and Nathan, Nick Kay sitting in. Let's do our catch-up with Dermot Kennedy.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Hi, this is Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kennedy!
Dermot Kennedy, welcome to Fully Charged!
Welcome, Dermot.
Nice one. How are you?
Beautiful man.
Sometimes when we welcome people to the show, they also clap for themselves. I notice you did
not. No, never
clap.
Would.
No, you know you don't need to, Dermot. When you look that good and you smell that nice, you don't need to be applauding yourself.
First Irish person in 20 years to get a UK number one album.
Love that.
Wow, that's a huge...
I was delighted with that, yeah.
Ronan
Keating was the last
one. Yeah, you beat Ronan Keating. Now, has he reached out? Has there been any celebrity beef going on? Exclusive.
He hasn't, but he does follow me on Twitter, and so I was expecting something, but he never did.
Is there going to be Life is a Roller Coaster Part 2, a duet?
Yeah. I'll just be on the hook, that's it.
I was in a taxi on the way to work this morning, Dermot, and I mentioned to the taxi driver that I was interviewing you, but not before I noticed he had your album playing in the taxi. Yeah, he was actually a huge fan, and he talked for ages. I said, listen, man, I'm just going to hit record on you. Do you have any questions for Dermot?
No way.
He was a little starstruck in the moment and couldn't think of anything. But one thing I did catch was we talked a little about your name, right?
Yes.
About how Dermot Kennedy, it is quite just a standard name.
Yeah, exactly.
And would you ever think about perhaps a stage name? Anyway, this is how the conversation went down. Okay. You'll hear this now.
His name, it's super ordinary, isn't it? Like Dermot Kennedy. There's nothing rock star about it.
There's nothing rock about my title, is there?
I wonder if he ever thought about
changing his name,
giving himself a stage name,
like Slash,
Slash Kennedy.
Yes. Are you happy with Slash Kennedy?
Yeah, I would love that. Yeah.
Have you ever thought about...
I have thought about it because the likes of Hozier and stuff, it seems so cool to me when you see
this
it like
the
on their backdrop and stuff, but I mean...
Would you bring out any fashion line and call it DK? Because I'd wear that.
I could. I was nearly christened DJ, do you know that?
Oh, really?
That would have been weird.
Jesus, this is an exclusive.
Did DJ stand for something, or was it just...
Well, my middle name is Joseph, so it was almost DJ Kennedy, I imagine.
So we're playing,
that would have been cool.
We're playing a lot of clips on the show. We just heard a taxi man call you Slash.
I like that a lot, yeah.
I then want to play another clip. So my co-presenter, Graham, he's currently away on holidays in Malaysia, hence...
I'm actually just a blow-in, yeah.
Why okay. I found this guy
a great
from
job.
Australia, yeah. Lovely mustache, looks like a young Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Well, Graham actually sent in a question for yourself, Dermot.
Hey, Dermot, this is Graham. I just want to say I'm absolutely gutted. I can't be there to interview you alongside Nathan on what's been an incredible year for you. Number one album, Electric Picnic. So Nathan says, I've had one question and one question only to ask you. So I'm currently on my holidays and I've been ravaged by mosquito bites. My whole body is burning up with the needs to be scratched. So the question I have for you is, what's the worst thing to happen to you while you're on holiday?
All right, what do you think?
What's the worst thing to happen to me on holiday? Do you know what? Before we went to Australia last year on tour, this is pre-holiday, but we were going on tour for about a week. We were playing Falls Festival around Australia and I woke up at 4 a.m. and I had to be up at 6 and I was sick and I was like, all right, tummy bug, I think. And then I went and got sick twice on the way to the airport.
Oh, no.
And then I was in the check-in queue and I was like, I have to do my best to look moderately alive here to be allowed on the flight. So I walked up and I had to leg it. And because I felt it coming up. Like it was a bug where every 40 minutes I was just
I
had to vomit everywhere.
Do you know where it came from?
No idea.
It's a random bug.
I get that every sort of couple of years maybe. And
I thought you were going to blame Australia for a minute there.
No.
I was getting ready to defend it.
That's where I was trying to go. And I was about to check in and I had to leg it. And yeah, I did the whatever 20 hours of flying. I'd say I went to the bathroom on the plane about 30 times.
Good Lord. Wow.
If anyone was on Dermot's flight, we'd like to apologise.
I know, yeah.
Dermot, we're going to go to a song real quick. When we come back, we have a game for you. It's called Gotta Get It Wrong. Are you up for playing?
No problem, yeah.
We're going to explain all the details in just a second.
Hi, this is Dermot Kennedy.
It's Dermot Kennedy!
Back in the studio, Dermot Kennedy continues to join us in here. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for hanging out with us, mate.
Of course.
We're about to play our non-award winning game, Gotta Get It Wrong.
Yeah, we actually were nominated for an award. Nathan championed this award so hard. He organised an open bus tour around Dublin yeah. to celebrate winning the award before we'd actually...
Oh, wow.
And then when we lost, we actually came third. He still had to go on the open bus tour.
Oh, for God's
I had
sake.
To dress up like Freddie Mercury and start singing We Are the Losers down O'Connell Street. The hate. It brought great shame to my family.
Explain Gotta Get It Wrong to Dermot.
Okay, so look, all you have to do is get questions wrong in a minute. We're going to have a 1 minute timer on. Your answers must be in relation to the question. For example, if I'm like, what colour is the sky? You can't say Frankie Muniz.
Ah, of course.
You just say like purple or red or something, okay?
Right.
Just express yourself. Enjoy yourself. We've had a lot of A-list celebrities play this game before, like Charlotte Crosby out of Geordie Shore.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she did pretty well. What did she get?
You've got a list there in front
14,
of
yeah. Currently, who sits on top are the Picture This Boys with 15 and Wild Youth.
Ah, you can be right. Picture
Dermot,
This, can't
I really
you?
Think you're going to bring it home.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be bad at this. Play away.
1 minute on the clock. I got the stopwatch in front of me. Honestly, just get the questions wrong. That's it. That's all you got to do. Okay. Are we ready? 3, 2, 1.
Sing a Harry Styles song.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
What noise does a dung beetle make?
Moo.
What's 67 minus 9?
9.
14 plus 29 is 21. True or false?
False.
Name an Irish singer.
Harry Styles.
What singer has a song called Outnumbered?
Picture This.
Name a Ryan Gosling film.
Titanic.
Do your best Australian accent.
How are you now?
What is Dermot Kennedy's job?
Painter.
Who is the lead singer of Picture This?
Dermot Kennedy.
Who is the Taoiseach?
Michael D.
How do you spell stick?
S-T-Y-X.
What rhymes with brick?
Egg.
What animal was Simba in The Lion King?
A dog.
What's the Irish word for sausages?
Cahir.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Broccoli.
What is Justin Bieber's job?
He's a painter as
what
well.
What does a Lewis driver drive?
A truck.
Speak French.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Speak Chinese.
That's
oh my
minute.
God,
oh,
we're
wow.
nearly out of
oh
questions. We were nearly out of questions.
Are you going to do the bit that you do?
Goodness gracious, Dermot, you came on this morning.
Had a panic attack.
Charismatic, warm, friendly, gregarious, gentle, a beautiful soul, physically strong, mentally
wow,
strong.
Wow, he's rolling back again.
You reminded me of someone. You reminded me of Ian Beale out of EastEnders.
Don't get the reference. Tell him his score. Come on, put him out of his misery.
I saw this. Did I do this?
You did, yeah.
No way.
You got 17.
Wow.
You sit on top of our leaderboard.
That's
love
impressive.
That.
Do you have a message to Charlotte Crosby, who could be listening?
It's just so, it's such a privilege to be considered a peer. You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Dermot Kennedy, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning.
Thank
it's
you.
Been so much fun.
Nice one.
Let's plug his gig.
Of course. June 26, 2020, Malahide Castle. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Of course, you can win them all week with us. We're doing it every single day on the show.
Giving them away like they're sweets and we're Willy Wonka.
Dermot Kennedy, thank you so much for coming into Fully Charged.
Nice one, lads.
Thank you, Dermot.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
But I've got some sad news.
Some terrible news, really.
Jeez, it's back in the news and it's really hitting a lot of people. I know just of everyone in the studio, there's four of us, producer Callum, Andrew and myself.
Another boil water notice.
We're all affected heavily by this.
Now, I'm not affected because I live on the south side. But I'm still absolutely gutted.
Mate.
It's just so frustrating.
Would you stop?
What?
You are not relatable to the people.
I am. That's why I got hired on this show.
You clean Southside water.
How dare you?
So we've decided to do something in honour of that there is something in the water. We've decided to do...
Let's go. There must be something in the water.
I'll be honest with you, I'm very confused about this game. All I know is I'm going to be drinking 3 cups of water, and I guarantee you, producer Callum, is going to put laxatives in one of them.
I can assure you one of them is not the poop water. What we've got here, we want someone to get in contact with the show, and you're going to play on behalf of them. This person can win up to 6 cinema passes.
Oh, this is like me playing sports all over again. I'm just going to have a listener who's probably going to represent my father and just bark orders at me.
Be constantly disappointed in you.
Well, I do want to actually put in a good performance, because apparently producer Callum has said that we're giving away 6 cinema passes.
Well, how it works is we have 3 cups of water and there is something being put into each of the cups. Oh. You're going to be blindfolded. You're going to have to try and guess what the flavour of the water is based on what Callum's put into the cup.
Oh, no.
And if you get it right, that's 2 cinema passes for the listener. So there's 3 cups, that totals 6. If you get 3 out of 3, that's 6 cinema passes for the listener. Easy. There must be something in the sad times. The boil water ban is back, and we're going to play a game now. Something in the water. Nathan, you're going to represent someone to win cinema passes.
Yes, Laura, I'm representing you. How do you feel?
A bit nervous, to be honest.
Is the prospect of 6 cinema passes exciting for you?
Definitely.
You just have to pray that Nathan is, his taste buds are up to par, and he knows what's in the water.
Well, Laura, look, I need you to instill me with some confidence. Inspire me. What advice do you have?
You have this.
Really?
That's it?
Yeah,
I'm so scared right now. To paint a picture, producer Callum has found the biggest quilt I've ever seen in my life.
Because we need to blindfold him, right, so he can't see.
Absolutely stinks. Where did you find that? In the skip outside? Oh, okay, now I can barely hear.
Okay, so he's got his blindfold on. Callum, bring in the 3 cups of water. All right, here's what's going to happen.
Laura, I'm convinced that he has put laxatives in one of them.
No, he hasn't.
How do you know, Laura?
You can make him a nice cup of tea later.
Maybe. Okay, 3 cups of water in front of him. He's going to taste them one by one, try and describe what's in the water. If he gets it right, that's 2 cinema passes for you, totaling 6 if he gets all 3. So hopefully he does well.
Brilliant.
Callum has the 3 cups.
Laura, I'm so scared.
Do it. You're fine. You have this.
All right, cup number 1.
I can also barely hear because this...
Actually,
thing around my.
Do you need me to turn up your headphones?
It's okay.
Okay, here. Cup number 1 is going into your hands. Producer Callum is.
Let's go.
Oh, it's in a mug.
Yes.
Oh, it's actually like drawn a number 1 on the cup as well.
Over at my granny's house. Here we go.
Cup 1 is salt water.
Let's go.
Just describe what you're tasting there, Callum.
Oh no!
Just describe what's.
It's the saltiest glass of water. I feel like I've gone headfirst into the 40 pump. It's salty water.
It's salt water. Is you're locking salt water in?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Ding ding. Correct. Lovely stuff.
How much salt did you put in that water,
Laura? That's 2 cinema passes. Let's do cup number 2.
I think that's knocked off years of my life.
Okay. Cup
Where's
number 2.
Where's the mug?
Yeah, cup number 2 is in his hands. Jeez, Callum, I love that you wrote the numbers on the cups as well.
They're very chilled.
Hope it's not permanent marker.
Cup 2 is a cup of cold coffee.
Cup number 2, describe what you're tasting.
That tastes bitter.
Okay.
It tastes of producer Callum's soul. It's as if he's put his big toe in this. It tastes of soil. I'm going to say cold coffee.
It is cold coffee. Well done. Coffee beans. That's amazing. 4 cinema passes, Laura. How are you feeling so far? Laura?
Yeah, I'm here.
Laura, are you still there?
I'm still there.
You left like my father when I played football.
All right, cup number 3.
Amazing.
Cup number 3.
2 out of 3.
Can you be a bit more encouraging, Laura? I'm trying all this hard work.
You're doing really well. One more to go.
Sounds like you're leaving the phone and you're getting a sandwich or something.
Not at all.
Cup number 3 is my favourite by far. Here
really
we go.
Really scared of cup number 3.
Big dirty sip of this there, Nathan.
Cup number 3 is hot sauce from Nando's.
Oh, wow, he's chugging it. Oh, Jesus, he's swallowing the whole thing. Oh, no. Get the bin.
That's mayonnaise.
It's not. It's mayonnaise.
Put mayonnaise or some sort of egg consistency into the glass.
All right, we need to wrap this up. Put a guess in. What are you saying?
I think I'm going to pass out. I'm going to say that was watery mayonnaise with Callum's big toe in it.
No, that was Nando's hot sauce.
Oh, you vile man. How dare you?
Okay, look, Laura, 4 cinema passes. They're all yours. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Thank you so much. Really good. Thanks so much.
My senses have become so much stronger since I can see again.
There must be something in the water.
Nick, you are a hideous looking man.
Is that what your senses are telling you?
Laura, thank you. I'm going to take half of your cinema passes as I did the dirty work.
I'll let you. Yeah, no problem.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Spin 103.
Oh, Nick, there's a real pep in your step. Before we get into Dermot Kennedy, can we just talk about what happened
go
there?
On, go on.
Nick, you've just been a little bit subdued. You just haven't been your usual gregarious self because you forgot to bring your cold brew into work.
I make cold brew coffee at home. I bring one in with me every single morning because I love the stuff. And because it's coming into winter, it's off all the menus around the cafes in Dublin.
During the news, producer Callum left the building like a guardian angel.
Which I didn't know because I'm in here paneling the news.
And I'm just walking around the building. But producer Callum, what did you do?
There's your microphone, Callum.
I went down to the local coffee house that rhymes with car cooks.
Yeah.
And I bought Nick a cold brew and I got a hot chocolate for myself as well.
Callum, I love you so much.
If the boss is listening, I did not leave the studio during show hours.
Hi, this is Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kennedy!
Dermot Kennedy tickets. He's playing Malahide Castle next year and we're going to send you to see him before they go on sale.
We did interview him yesterday. We played it out at 8 o'clock. I can call him a friend, can't I?
No, he was very weirded out by you.
This is how we're going to give away these bad boys, okay? So, in front of me, I have a little bingo drum. It's very nostalgic. It brings back some phenomenal memories. In the drum, there are 10 balls. 1 to 10, a ball will come out with a number.
See the kegs, the processing going on.
I'm
in your
really
brain.
Just trying to explain what's
okay.
going on
okay,
here.
Okay, go on. Yeah.
And whatever number it lands on will correspond with what line?
Phone number. Phone call.
Yeah. So the number.
Listen to the two of us.
I'm just so excited again. With the cold brew.
Yeah, whatever number comes out of the bingo drum, that is the number caller we will take to win Dermot Kennedy tickets.
We're going to open up the phone lines 087-711-1038.
So, for example, if it's 6 comes out, we're going to take caller 6 and the 6th caller will win Dermot Kennedy tickets.
So excited. Will I give it a
go? Don't know why
spin.
We made that so difficult. Yeah, go on. Spin the drum there.
Come on. Encourage me, guys.
Oh, yeah. Spin that drum, Nathan. That was really weird.
Did not enjoy that. That made me uncomfortable. I can tell you this morning, it's a big one. It is number 9. Caller number 9.
087-711-1038. Get to ringing right now. We are going to take calls. When we come back, someone will win Dermot Kennedy tickets.
This is going to be very stressful.
This is how we got on during the songs.
It's Siobhan.
Siobhanny, baby.
Am I caller 9?
You're caller 1.
Oh,
sorry,
Siobhan.
Hello, who we got there?
Hi, Sinead.
Sinead, are you feeling confident?
I'm not really sure what I have to do.
Thank you for calling, but you're caller number 2, Sinead.
Oh.
Hang up and call again. Hang up and call again.
We're looking for caller number 9.
All right, hello, Spin 103, who we got there?
Good morning, Hazel Delaney here.
Okay, you're caller number 3, sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, cheers, call bye. Back. Hello, who is this?
It's Laura.
Laura, you are caller number 4, sorry. Spin, hello, who we got there?
Hi, this is Anna.
Anna, how you getting on?
No, Emma.
Oh, Emma.
Emma, you want to see Dermot Kennedy, yes?
I do, really bad. I love him.
You know what number caller you have to be, right?
Yeah.
What number is it?
A 9.
Guess what caller you are?
Probably not 9.
The caller number 5.
Ah, sorry about that,
oh,
Emma.
No.
Sorry, Emma. Ahoy, hoy.
Hello.
Hello, who we got there?
Leanne.
Leanne Dermot Kennedy. Have you seen him before?
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you've seen him before because unfortunately you're caller number 7.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Hello, Spin 103. Who we got there?
It's Susan Johnson.
Oh, Susan.
Susan Johnson, full name. I love it.
I love the formalities.
Johnson.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Sorry.
What caller do you think you are?
I've no clue, but I hope I'm number 9.
You're actually 8, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're so close. Ring back again. Call back again quickly, okay?
Hello, who we got there?
Hi there, Mary.
Mary. Is this Mary McAleese?
No, it's not, unfortunately. It's Mary Daly.
Okay. Mary, have you seen Dermot Kennedy before?
No, but I'd love to see him.
You're a big fan.
Absolutely.
Did you hear us chatting to him this morning?
Yeah.
Did you hear how Nathan creeped him out when he was just very complimentary of him?
Mary, it brings me great pleasure to tell you, you are caller number 9!
Oh my God, that's fantastic. I've never won anything in my life.
Well, there you go.
I'm sorry, this is just a beautiful moment. Let's all cherish it. Mary has never won anything in her life. She's won something right now. It just shows you, you can always win something.
That's it, Mary. Never Absolutely. Give up.
I never would have believed it. That's great. Thanks a million.
Mary, have a phenomenal day.
I will. Thanks a lot.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let's go!
Fully Charged Elf Help with OnPost. Magical Christmas messages from your Scout Elf, delivered by OnPost.
Here we go, a brand new segment to Fully Charged. This is called Elf Help. It's all thanks to our good friends at OnPost. We are doing this every week. We're giving a bit of self-help to you if you have an issue or you just want some help from an elf. That's all you need to do. You can get in touch, text ELF and your issue to 087 711 1038. Do you know what? I'm actually flying solo at the moment. I have no idea where Nathan has gone. Do you know what? The show must go on anyway. Let's truck on. We've brought in the head ELF for this segment. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Head ELF.
Hello there. My name is Robin Snowbubbles, and I danced into the studio like Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, I absolutely love the energy you brought with you when you came into the studio. Sorry, I didn't realise your name was what, sorry?
Robin Snowbubbles, and my hips don't lie.
Robin Snowbubbles, it is an absolute pleasure to have you in here. You're okay to answer some questions for ELF Help?
Absolutely.
Okay, Movember, I'm considering it. Yay or nay?
I think Movember is a fantastic cause. Everyone should get involved, apart from you, as my Aunt Rhonda has more hair on her upper lip.
Should I not try and grow it out, though?
No.
Okay, let's just jump into another question. We actually did some lap at the office before coming on air. Driving tests. Sandra's in the office. She has one coming up. Any advice for Sandra?
Ah, yes, I remember my driving test. I bought a car in 1924. My driving test went very well. Sandra, what you need to have is confidence. Search inside your soul. You are Jeremy Clarkson. You are Lewis Hamilton. You are Sonia O'Sullivan. Best of luck.
Robin Snowbubbles, I thought the car was invented in the 1940s.
Shut up.
Jeez, I'm so sorry. Okay, one more question from the office staff here. Christmas toys this year. What's the big Christmas toy that you're making in Santa's workshop?
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. And the very next day, I gave you a dream catcher. They're very popular. If you're listening to this and you have bad nightmares, what you need is to have a cheap-looking net and some pigeon feathers attached to it.
Well, you heard it here first. Robin Snowbubbles, thank you so much for coming in and helping us out with our new segment, Elf Help. It's been a real pleasure.
I don't trust you.
So good that Graham's going to be back next week. I feel like you and I, Robin, we've gotten off on the wrong foot. If you would like your questions answered by Robin Snowbubbles, our head elf, you can get him into us now. Text ELF and your question or your issue or your conundrum. 087 711 1038. The magical Christmas messages from your Scout Elf delivered by OnPost. I'm going to go look for Nathan. Don't know where my co-host is.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Time to choose the news.
We have made memories on the show.
History, baby.
What a journey it has been. Since you've been doing Choose the News, Nick.
Last Friday, if you caught the show, you'll know that I was challenged by producer Callum to do a nice painting because I talked about a painting that was sold for 24 million euro.
You were slamming the painting. You said you could do a better job
than
it.
Well, I just said the painting that sold for 24 mil, it wasn't appealing. I'd probably pay someone to take it out of my house. It was just that I didn't see any niceness in it.
So yesterday, you hijacked the show and we got you to paint for roughly around 40 minutes, you seem, sat in that corner.
The listeners got in touch and suggested some things that I should paint. Here's what happened. Here's what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to combine a few of these. We're going to go M50.
Yes.
We're going to chuck the Spire in there.
Lovely.
And I'm going to chuck the Lewis in there as well.
And what about Callum feeding me grapes? Is that too much?
Too technical. Yeah, this is more abstract.
You ended up doing it. You finished the painting.
We did it on Instagram Live. It's probably still there if you want to have a look.
And then we put it up on eBay to see how much it's going to sell for.
I actually don't know. Callum has held back the information.
I don't know as well.
If there's been any bids or anything like that. Now, apparently, because it was on Instagram as well, yep, were there comments?
Yes. So I put this it on the story and I put it on the grid as well. And I asked, I just said, how much, if you were wanting to buy it, how much would you want to buy it for? I've got a couple of suggestions. Mia1001 says 1.6 million.
Oh, that's a lot.
Mia actually, has she gone on eBay to put that money down?
No. She just said it on Instagram. Abby Dooley on Instagram, hey, 20. Don't know what that is.
20 euro, probably.
Could be 20 cent.
Could be, yeah. Josh Lee, you'll have to give me a tenner for me to take it.
Oh, so Josh,
I understand that. I've been there. I felt that way about the French painting that sold for 24.
Art so subjective. I think we need some tension music.
I think you're right. Well, hang on. Callum's going to finish this.
One more. Therese Kelly. I have a couple of cans of beans in the press if you'll accept that.
I think you should accept that.
Okay, Callum. Has anyone bid on it on eBay? We need the stats.
Okay, it's been online for 24 hours. And I can reveal...
Just hold on for the timpani there.
No bids.
Oh, no bids! Nick, what a waste of time.
So it currently stands at €1.16, or £1.
See Mia there that said about the 20 mil thing. Just send her the link and see.
No, I think give it to the lady that wants to give you a tin of beans for it.
Well, it's still available to get on the popular auction selling website for another 2 days. So I'm going to check back. And at the end of the week, if no one...
Are we intentionally not saying eBay?
Yes.
Cool.
And if no one bids for it, then I'll go through from someone on Instagram and we'll pick someone on Instagram.
What is the name of the painting?
Are we actually
going to
give it away? Are we giving it away?
Yes.
Yes, oh, great.
So Graham's back tomorrow, right? And it's not, you're saying it's on this popular auction site that we don't know the name of.
All you have to do is search original painting by Nick K.
Great, really
it's
good.
It's on there, or you can just search my account, CFarmer 1992.
Oh, hello there. Personal details.
But
can I come on in a few days when Graham's back and see how much it goes for?
Nick, I'm interested. Had you on the show a lot the last
you're
week.
You're done with
so
me,
yeah.
But
done.
I do want to know how it finishes
I'll
up.
I'll tell you in the office.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Someone go and put some money down, please. For goodness sake. Let's.
You don't have to. It's not for charity or anything.
But I want to make that dollar. That was the whole point of this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8, 8, 8.